Hi, my name is Chloe Sai, and I am 11 years old. Today is November 26, 2018, and I am speaking with Alan Sai, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. My first question I have for my interviewee is, tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
The most important person in my life is my mom.
Why? Tell me about it. Why do you think she's
because
most
my
important?
Dad died when I was 1.5 years old. She raised me on her own with a very difficult job. I was a very troublesome child. She had to raise my two sisters and a brother all alone by herself.
Tell me about the person who has the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you? It can be from school, from home, maybe a stranger, maybe your wife.
People or person?
It could be both.
The people that had the greatest influence on me are my children, because they teach me how to be very, very patient.
Okay. Who has been the kindest to you and why?
Person that was the kindest is my wife.
Why?
Because she takes care of the family and me and watches for my health.
Okay. Do you think you consider this good, or do you think you want her to influence your life?
Yes, very good.
Okay, so can you share me some of your earliest childhood memories?
I was a very troublesome child. Always cause problems in school.
Can you
I
tell me
talk
one of them?
A lot. I get into fights with a lot of my friends.
Do you have a super vivid memory though?
Yes.
Can you say it?
One time I was fighting with another child in the school playground. He kicked me in my head and I fell. And I was fainted. Took me about 10 minutes to wake up.
Did you go to the hospital?
No. Just went to the nurse office. She gave me an ice pack and told me to go home and rest.
Okay. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Yes. Always be yourself. Have confidence in your decisions, and don't quit. Always finish what you started.
Okay. What do you think your most vivid memories are of school? Basically telling me another memory of school.
I have a lot of good teachers. When I was growing up, the most vivid memory I have was getting ready for an exam that I was very afraid of failing.
What grade were you in for that?
I was in the fourth grade because I just came to America, so my English was really bad. And my teacher told me to just do my best. Don't worry about the grade. As long as you try your hardest, I will make sure that you will get a good grade.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or an adult that impacted your life while you were growing up. A teacher or an adult?
A teacher would be my fourth grade teacher. She She was my first teacher after I came to this country when I didn't have good English speaking skills.
Was she nice?
She was very nice, very patient.
Do you remember her name?
Her name was Miss Bresnahan.
Okay. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned? You could tell me multiple jobs.
I was working in a restaurant as a food packager.
And what did you do with the money you earned?
I saved it up.
For what?
For the stuff that I want to buy. And I gave some money to my mom.
What did your mom use the money for?
To help pay some bills at home.
Did you have a nickname at school? What was it and how'd you get it? Does anybody still call you by that nickname today?
No. No nickname in school.
Did anybody try to call you a nickname before?
No.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.